Enoch is a very important and revered figure in biblical literature. His name appears in the book of Genesis, where he is described as the seventh generation from Adam, and he is the famous great-grandfather of Noah. So his story took place before Noah's flood, or the Great Deluge, or as geologists and anthropologists say, the event at the end of the Pleistocene Age and the start of the current Holocene Age. This is also around the time when Plato suggests that Atlantis was submerged by the rapidly rising sea levels from melted glaciers of the Antediluvian or Ice Age. So according to Genesis, Enoch, and I quote, walked with God and was seen no more because God took him. This walking with God was understood to refer to special revelations that were made to the patriarch, which was familiar to the authors of the New Testament, and also utilized by the community that originally collected the Dead Sea Scrolls. According to Genesis, the Nephilim were offspring of the union between the sons of God and the daughters of men before the deluge, and they later inhabited Canaan at the time of the Israelite conquest. So the book of Enoch connects the origin of these Nephilim with fallen angels, and in particular with those that were referred to as the Watchers. Semyaza, an angel of high rank, is described as leading a rebel sect of angels in a descent to earth to have sexual intercourse with human females. In addition to Enoch, the Book of Jubilees also states that ridding the earth of these Nephilim was one of the reasons the earth was flooded in the first place in Noah's time. And these works describe the Nephilim as basically being evil giants. That's one interpretation of the word. I would now like to read a small passage from the book of Enoch, chapter 1, the Watchers, and I quote, "And it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Semyaza, who was their leader, said unto them," and I quote, "I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said," and I quote, "Let us all swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. And they swore, they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants who consumed all acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood, and the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones." The Book of Enoch. My name is Robert Sepper, I'm an anthropologist and author, and I invite you to explore some suppressed mysteries with me in an attempt to unlock the riddles which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with Amnesia, Our Forgotten History, Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner Earth, The Occult Secrets of Vril, and 1666, Redemption Through Sin. I appreciate all of the positive feedback, and I thank you very much for listening.